This is the world famous Bill Hendry Show.
I think we live in a culture that things whip around.
We decided to form a Tea Party caucus for one very important purpose.
I think that Levi's actions will speak louder.
I want Nancy Reagan to die, but before she dies, I want the woman to suffer.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this here show. Coming up tonight, we're going to have more on this Shirley Sherrod White House thing that we didn't understand last night. We probably won't understand it any better tonight. Anybody figure that one out? Has anybody figured out why Breitbart and Coast and who, you know, why all these people are wetting their pants over this story? And the NAACP. And we also have Larry Grover joining us on the latest on the Tea Party. GOP caucus has defended the Tea Party, saying it is not racist. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County going to be joining us next hour. And we have coming up this hour Don Mixa from the University of Washington on a new class that they are offering at the University of Washington that Don's going to be involved in, the evolution of the male in relation to the female in the 21st century. It's a relationship class based upon the Mel Gibson story. 877-876-PHIL. Also, our affiliate spotlight tonight, taking a look at Dallas-Fort Worth's KFXR 1190 AM, the Phil Hendry affiliate in Dallas, and in Santa Fe, KTRC 1260 AM in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Great stations on the Phil Hendry Show network. Our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Unless you have a backstage pass, you're sort of missing a big portion of the program, and a big portion of this show is watching the show. This is the only radio show that you're going to see performed that is actually interesting to watch, as well as listen to. philhendryshow.com. You can also have access to our archives. You have access to our comments section on our news feed. You have email access to me, Phil, and so much more with a BSP at philhendryshow.com. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll bring on Don Mixa here from Seattle this evening as we talk about the Mel Gibson story. And we're going to discuss this from a bit of a different point of view, and that is from the standpoint of an educator. And Don, good evening.
Well, good evening, Phil.
And the class that you're going to be teaching is called what?
The class that we put together at UW is called The Evolving Man in Relation to Woman. And
The Evolving Man in Relation to Woman. And it was inspired by?
It was inspired, indeed, by the Mel Gibson story and the discussions that I had with a lot of students that I talked to after class and off campus. And I thought that it was a little bit of a change of pace too, for a lot of our students who are involved in our engineering program, which is also what I'm involved in. So it's not a psychology class. It's more of a sociology class. And I think it's needed, to be honest with you. I couldn't get the psychology department interested in it. But I think it's needed because I think there's a very, very profound message being communicated here.
So you think that there's a message for the American man in this Mel Gibson story? And I would agree with you, although I don't know what you think the message is. Tell me.
Well, I think that Mel Gibson is exhibiting, I think he's actually exhibiting a level of freedom now. This is going to be hard for people to understand, but let me just go through this very carefully. We are, you and I, Phil, are average men, and we don't have Russian models in our lives. Mel Gibson has a Russian model in his life now. The way he talks to this woman is, I think, over the line a little bit.
A little bit, huh?
Well, I think it's over the line a lot, probably, but I think we're missing the lesson. What we are missing, because we're so caught up in this relationship story, we are missing the very obvious fact that this is a man who doesn't care whether or not a Russian model is going to sleep with him ever again. If you think about it, I don't know that there is a heterosexual man in America that could watch a woman as beautiful as that walk out of his bedroom never wanting to be with him again. I don't know whether that guy would be happy about that, and I don't think I know of any heterosexual man in this country who would willingly and with malice aforethought try to destroy a relationship with a gorgeous woman like that. And yet there's Mel Gibson doing it.
And all right, well, all right, so there's Mel Gibson doing it. Mel Gibson is he's destroying whatever relationship he had with a beautiful Russian model. And you describe that as him exhibiting freedom.
Absolutely.
Why?
I think it is freedom that very few men are going to be able to express in their lives. If you look at what you and I and most American men are married to, we love our wives very much. And we love our wives very much. But when you look at, to find a way to put this, if you look at what you when you get home, and when I get home,
well, I'm not married.
Okay, but boy, married man, if you have a girlfriend or something, Phil.
No, I'm quite solo.
All right, then I would say that.
Well, I mean, I'm not solo, but I you know, my wife Maria, I still call her my wife, if that's what you're referring to, and we are in business together, and you know.
Well, okay, let me just take this back to the beginning, Phil. All right,
I think I know what you're talking about. You're saying men today who are in relationships, no matter what.
Exactly, and if you look at, I get home at night, and I love my wife very, very much. My wife's name is Carol, and I'm just proud of the fact that we have endured as long as we have, and we've hung in as long as we've had. We've hung in, you know. And, but I get home and I take a look at, what I've got and what a lot of men have, and you don't have. I don't have. No man has really the Russian model built beautiful woman, and that's at home every night waiting for Mel Gibson, and yet he is throwing her out with yesterday's trash. Now, we are not free. This is a freedom that we're never going to know. Freedom for a man. You know, you need that one extra thing in life. You need to be free. You need to not only be successful, but you need to be free. And
all right, well, you're talking a lot here, Don, about freedom. So in the class that you teach, The Evolving Man in Relation to Woman, are you claiming that real freedom for a man is to be able to treat a woman the way Mel Gibson is? Not treat her.
No, I'm not saying treat a woman like that.
No, you're right. Not treat a woman like that, but to be able to take a beautiful Russian model and tell her to get out and not care.
That is a level of freedom that men, in the sexual reality of what a man is, that is a level of freedom that most men don't know. Right now, we look at Mel Gibson as men, and we say, we don't understand. We don't understand. If I had that, boy, I would never throw it into the street, especially when I come home to what I got.
You keep saying when I come home to what I got. Are you saying that men are not happy, you know, with their wife?
No. I'm not saying that men are not happy with their wife. I'm saying that we're not married to Russian models. We're not married to a dark-eyed, beautiful, gypsy creature like that. We're married to the wife that we've got, and we are in love with her to the extent that you're in love with a woman after, you know, 20 years or so. And I think it's wonderful to have that kind of love, but I'm saying that if we had a Russian model, would you and I be screaming at her? No. Would the men that are listening to this program tonight be yelling at her and throwing her out? No. Is Mel Gibson? Yes.
Well, Mel Gibson sounds crazy, though.
Mel Gibson may sound crazy, but he has reached a point of success in his life where he can say to a beautiful woman, get out, and I don't care if I ever see you again. That's something you can't do. That's something I can't do. As average men, we're never going to be we're not going to upgrade. We're not free. It reminds us that we will never have the guts or the freedom to scream at and belittle, if I could be colloquial for a moment, Phil, a piece of ass.
Well, what's so good about that, though? You know?
Well, let me explain what's good about it.
What would be, what do I call that, a badge of freedom, to say I'm able to belittle and scream at a woman?
No, I didn't say a woman. I said a piece of tail.
All right, a really gorgeous woman. You mean like a guy's fantasy kind of woman?
Exactly. If you had the Playboy bunnies, are you going to yell at them and scream at them and tell them how much you hate them and force them out of the house? I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen. But if you had enough money, and if you had enough success, and if you had power, you would be able to belittle a Playboy centerfold, tell her to get out of your house, get out of your life, and it wouldn't bother you at all because you have achieved freedom. The freedom to be able to tell something like that to get out. And that's what we're teaching in the evolving male in relation to women.
Well, are you teaching men how to have this freedom?
We're teaching men how to recognize it, yes.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Don Mixa from the University of Washington. He's in Seattle tonight. Are you in a restaurant? Because I think I can hear a restaurant.
We're actually at the Starbucks down the road from you, and I got some of my students here with me, and we do have a little bit of a, I guess you could say, a discussion every night after class, and I move from each table to one table to the next, and I straighten things out. I've always got my students waving at me, hey, Dr. Mixa, would you come over here and straighten out this conversation we're having about the war in Iraq or something like that, you know?
All right, so the goal of the class, the evolving man in relation to woman, the goal in the class is to teach men that they will have freedom.
The goal of the class is to teach men that they will know real freedom when they are able to look at a buxom centerfold and tell her, guess what, I don't want you around me. Get away from me because I don't need to hang on your every whim because I have power and freedom. And I can draw women like you to me. It's basically the freedom to say to a woman that's got a, 44 double D, get out. And I don't think there's a man listening right now that could do that.
Except for Mel Gibson.
Hey, if Mel Gibson was listening, yeah, he could.
All right, 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Don Mixa about the Mel Gibson story. Mel Gibson's rage and anger at this beautiful woman is actually emblematic of a freedom that he has that we as men don't have, other men don't have, because we don't have a beautiful model in our life that we can say, get out to. We have what we have. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Don Mixa and your phone calls on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Show
877-876-PHIL. As we're talking here with Professor Don Mixa from University of Washington on the evolving man in relation to woman, which is a series of lectures that he's delivering at the University of Washington. It was all inspired by, and it's interesting that this happens more and more, all inspired by the actual real life events of Mel Gibson. And Don, what you're telling me is that what we have learned in the Mel Gibson story is that as odious as his behavior is to this woman, he has freedom that we as men, other men, don't have.
Yeah, it's. I'm not signing off on the ways communicating with this woman, but that's not the point. The point is, as men, we see Mel Gibson, and he's on the phone, and he's yelling at this woman, and he's telling her, get out of my house, get out of my life. And we are, as men, confused because we say, this guy has a woman in his life who is about as beautiful as, I mean, she is solid gold, and you look at her, and she, everything about her is a sex fantasy, and yet there's Mel Gibson throwing her out. We come home and we take a look at the woman that we've got, and we love her, but we don't even have the. We're not going to tell her to leave. But can you imagine the freedom that a man has who can come home to a piece of tail like that? And I use that term, Phil, just to be descriptive,
Well, you said Playboy bunnies, or
yeah, any kind of a center. High society centerfolder, and telling that to get out, you must have a lot in reserve, I think is probably the point. And I think we need as men to recognize, yes, what Mel Gibson is doing is bad, but he can do it because he's so powerful. He can tell a piece of something like that, piece of pie if you want, like that to get out and never darken his sheets again.
His sheets. 877-876-PHIL, talking to Don Mixa here on the Phil Hendry Show. And let's move to Maria in Los Angeles. Maria, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to make a couple of comments, please. The first thing, I'm not saying what Mel Gibson is doing and saying was right. Please, it's not. But he's talking about that woman like she's, the Virgin Mary. To me, he was a married man with 8 kids when she met him, so she was no big, big to do. Second of all, the kind of women that he's talking about are only going to be with rich, powerful men, beautiful women, buxom women that are playboy. They're not going to be with ditch diggers. So the men that they're with are only with the men for what they can give them. And that's why men have the power. That's what I want to say.
Men don't have power. Mel Gibson is the kind of man that has power.
Men with money have power. That's what you're saying. But the kind of women that you're talking about are only with...
The word I used, Maria, was freedom. I didn't use power. Freedom is different from power.
Well, they're freedom. Yes.
Yes.
No, them women.
Freedom of movement.
The women that you're talking about are only going to be with wealthy men. You're not going to find these beautiful centerfolds with ditch diggers.
Well, I think that what that does is it propels us to... And it propels us to success. So, for instance, if I'm coming home every night to, whatever I'm coming home to, and I want to do what Mel Gibson's doing, then I'm going to try to work harder, Phil. And I think this is the message for the American dream in a lot of ways.
You're talking about this woman like she's some kind of a wonderful person and beautiful. First of all, she's not beautiful with her. She's just not. She's just an ordinary woman. Number one.
I beg to differ. I mean, you're talking to a man now. Let's talk. Yeah, you're talking to a man. Talk to other men about this. I think that they feel rather differently about that, Maria. But
that's a matter of opinion how somebody looks. But she was a married man with 8 kids. He had a right to throw her out. Who is she? To me, she's nothing. Absolutely
nothing.
Well,
he can do that, but, with the freedom and the power that he has been able to accrue over the years, he can look straight at a woman with a chest.
Yes, that's right.
With a large chest and say, get out of my house.
But
because
you don't understand.
I can go get a pair of large breasts anywhere I want.
Right.
Most guys can't do that.
The women with the large breasts are with men like him, so they deserve what they get. They know when they're getting into the relationship, it's for money.
It depends. I mean, we've seen a lot of women with large breasts. But see, here's the thing. If a guy comes home at night and he sees whatever it is he's married to, and then he sees her, now you say she's nothing special. But to a guy like me or Mr. Hendry or...
Well, don't put me in
there. No, I'm sorry, sir.
She is. She's gorgeous, and she's a, did you see this girl? I mean, she is
I'm a singer. I don't think she's so beautiful. And like I keep saying to you...
You're a woman.
Of course,
you're a woman.
And I know many men who don't, but that's got nothing to do with
it.
What you don't...
You're not looking at her. You're not looking at her as a piece of pie,
Of course not. She's a woman. And she knew when... But you won't accept the fact that you're saying she's a beautiful, gorgeous woman, and you talk about these the women, and then you don't want to accept the fact that they are only with wealthy men and powerful men, and men that can throw them out.
If you have a man and he's coming home to you every night and he sees her, what do you think?
I know a lot of guys say, what the hell did he see in her?
No, but if he's coming home to you every night.
What do you mean her?
I'm trying to say that if a guy sees Maria or what I'm married to, and then he sees Oksana.
But Oksana is nothing to look at, what you're trying to say. And that is a matter of opinion.
And
I don't believe that.
I'm looking at.
You think that every man that saw her thinks she's gorgeous?
Have you seen what she's equipped with?
I've seen a picture of the girl. I saw a picture of her in Happier Times with Mel Gibson. She's very beautiful. There's no question. But Hollywood seems to be just loaded down with all kinds of beautiful women.
But this girl is a natural. She's a Russian, which means there's no fake breasts. The Russians don't do that.
I don't know.
Well, ma'am, you're the one that's saying that you think you know what a hot-looking woman means. You're not a man. compare.
Okay.
So, all right, go ahead.
What I'm really trying to say is the women that you are describing are only with men that are wealthy. And in that way, the men have the wealth and the power. They can throw the women out. And you don't want to accept that.
You have to be free in your mind to be able to look at an enormous pair of breasts like that and say,
Get out.
All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Maria, very much. 877-876-PHIL with Don Mixer, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Henry.
I mean, to say a big pair of boo-boo.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's 877-876-PHIL for the phone number and our website, philhenryshow.com. And we have Don Mixa, professor of engineering at the University of Washington, who's actually taken some time to teach a class on relationships because of the relationship you have with your students, right?
Well, you know, Phil, I spent a lot of time with my students, and we will talk about this and that, and it's not always about engineering. It'll be about the news and things that are happening. I mean, I have a good relationship with my students. We do a lot of Starbucks together, and as I mentioned to you, I'm usually going from table to table. And a lot of my students said, what do you think of Mel Gibson, this, that, and this was what I came up with.
All right, before we get to some phone calls, my question is this, because I think the lady that we were talking to had a good point. Men with money and men with power tend to get these kinds of women, right?
That is correct, but let me add that Mel Gibson shows us as men the ideal, not the ideal in the way he speaks to that girl necessarily, but it is the ideal that you would have that kind of success, that kind of money, and that kind of power, and freedom. Freedom is the most important word. So that someday, as American men, we would have as much freedom as a Mel Gibson to tell a pair of breasts and a rear end like that, to, if they don't like it, they can get out. They can get, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, they can get out. Now, most guys are not going to say that to a woman like that. But to be successful and to have the freedom in our society, and I can tell you, Phil, if this helps men become hard charging and more driven, it's not a completely terrible thing.
But did you hear what the way he was talking to that girl?
You keep talking about her as a girl. She's a woman. She can take it. Mel Gibson is Mel Gibson. I think she. I think if you want the truth be told, that woman is probably in a sort of an element of happiness, knowing that she's actually getting read the riot act by none other than Mel Gibson. That she has prompted an emotional response from someone like Mel Gibson has probably been a very exciting thing for her. That she, got Mel Gibson hot, whatever you want to call it. So as American men, when we come home at night and we look at the woman we married, and then we realize that if we had some more power and we had a little more drive in our lives, we could be Mel. You know, we could have that. We could have Mel Gibson's world. I think it's something to think about.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And let's go over to a phone call here. We have Christopher in Detroit tonight listening on WDTW. Christopher, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa.
Hello, Mr.
Christopher.
Hello, Mr. Henry. How are you?
Fine.
I think this guy's out of his mind, to be honest with you. I totally think he's out of his mind. I'm not sure where he's from. I'm quite sure he's from the West Coast. I'm from the East Coast. It doesn't make any sense. A woman will be with you because she wants to be with you. She will be with you for your money. She will be with you for your power. She will be with you for... But there is...
That's what I'm... I don't think that...
No way that you're going to keep someone with you.
Let me explain it to you.
Sir, you don't have to explain it to
me. Yeah,
let me explain.
I'm saying in order for you to have the freedom that Mel Gibson has, you've got to have that money and that power, and then you could. Let's talk about Christopher. Have you ever told a beautiful woman to get out of your house?
Sir, you don't have to. Okay,
I'm in Detroit right now.
I would never tell a woman to get out of my house. because
you don't have the power. You don't have the power to attract a woman like that.
It has nothing to do with power. That's what you think it has to do with. Okay?
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with power, sir. It really
doesn't. You're not going to get a beautiful woman in your life unless you have the freedom to tell her to get out.
I have a beautiful woman. I've had one for 22 years. And I didn't have to marry her.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
didn't have to marry
her. A lot of these guys, of course, the guy's going to say he's got a beautiful woman, but.
Say again, sir?
You know, well, you think you've got a beautiful woman.
You guys out there on the West Coast are just out of your mind. It doesn't make any sense. Okay?
You think you've got a beautiful woman.
You don't treat a woman.
It doesn't make any sense because you're not really that intelligent, Dan.
Whoa, hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, you keep saying you guys on the West Coast. I'm not on the West Coast. I'm in Seattle. That's the Northwest.
That's still the West Coast.
That's not the West Coast like Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, Christopher. We were just talking. So what is your point, Don?
My point is that Christopher doesn't even, he's not even in the ballgame here. He's still finding his seats. I don't think this guy, what I'm saying is,
and now he
a gorgeous
wants to
woman like, a, well, yeah, because you don't know what I'm talking about. A gorgeous woman
go.
Like an Oksana Grigorieva.
Keep talking.
When you,
keep talking,
when you look at something like, you don't have anything like that in your life, do you?
Well, excuse me, did I not hear that you were like a professor or something, engineering?
No, I'm asking the questions. Do you have a beautiful woman in your life like that Grigorieva?
Absolutely,
yes,
I do.
No?
And I've had one for 22 years.
When you say that, I know that you're lying.
Well, what do you mean he's lying? He's obviously talking about a woman that he's been with for a long time. Are you married to her, Christopher? I thought you said you were living with her.
Didn't have to marry her. I'll marry her the day that I'm about to die so she can have everything that I have. But I don't have
she's
to
already
marry
got
now.
Everything. She's already got everything you got because the palimony suit will give her half of everything anyway. So you're not
palimony? Really?
Yeah.
Like we have
right.
children?
Yeah. No.
You need to think about what you're talking about. Because honestly,
exactly what I'm about, friend.
You don't
that
need
woman,
to be on this radio
name?
Talking stuff.
What's your woman's name? What's your woman's name?
What? Excuse me, sir?
What's your woman's first name?
I have to get that. Elaine.
Elaine, if you're listening, you have a palimony suit right now against this chump because you've been living
I'm
with him for 22
now?
Years.
Now I'm a chump.
And
Phil, you hear this?
I'm
a chump now.
You're a chump because
I'm
this
a chump
woman
because
has
I
got a palimony
this,
suit.
This individual. Now I'm a chump.
All right. Well, I don't think you guys are talking to each other.
Well, there's nothing to talk about. This guy thinks he's got it all figured out, and she's about ready to put a gaffing hook in him for half of everything that he's got, which I guess means half of the auto detailing business or whatever he does. And I'm trying to say that this Grigorieva, now that's a piece of tail. And if you ever see anything like that walking out of this guy's house, you better do a double take, get yourself some bifocals.
All right, thanks so much. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know, but that gentleman said he was living with that lady, and you're saying palimony, and we're not even talking about that. You know.
No, we're talking about how men can have freedom, and this guy is living with a woman for 22 years, and he figures that he doesn't owe her anything, and I'm saying she files a palimony suit against him. He'll be bleeding from every hole. Excuse me. I got, that, excuse me, Phil, will you?
Yeah.
That bran muffin, don't you ever feed me that again. Don't you ever give me that bran muffin again.
Where are you?
I'm at the Starbucks, I told you.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Toronto. It is Tracy. Tracy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Mixa. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I think he's very insulting to him, and I just can't believe some of the things he's saying. It's like we're objects. But my main point is that Mel Gibson, he is a little crazy. And besides that, you know, he can let go of a woman like that. Not because he's
right.
free, but because of availability. He knows he can find something else, something better.
Exactly. How does he find something else? Because he's free. He's free. The average guy kicks a Roxana, whatever her name is, I don't know, kicks her out of bed. He'll never see that again as long as he lives. He's just
but I don't know if that's actually freedom, though, you know? Because freedom to me is freedom and peace of mind. But what if she was actually really good for him and he was just too crazy to see it? Is the next thing around the corner always the best?
Yeah, could be in his case.
It could be, but maybe not. I mean, like, to always say...
Well, I mean, the guy's got enough money, he can say, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go away for about 5 weeks. I'm going to go to the wherever, and he'll find something. But I'm just saying that this...
Yeah, but they're not objects. They have brains and feelings and thoughts, and maybe she was actually good to him. I mean, how do you know? Like, he's throwing away something.
About the Oksana.
Oh, maybe. But I'm saying... In order to allow a excuse me for saying this, but in order to allow a rear end like that to walk out the door, you've got to be free. You've got to be free and clear.
And well, I don't know about that. I mean, I've dated a guy 9 years younger than me, and he was really, really strong and gorgeous.
9 years younger
I let him
you.
Go
wait
because
minute,
emotionally.
9 years
he
younger
was,
than you. That's that. You're saying you dated a guy that was younger than you. You're the woman.
Yeah, you're younger woman. Than me, stronger than me, making more money
right.
than me. And I let him go because I knew I could do better. But
well, no, no. He let you go. If he's making you.
No, she said she let him go.
Wait a minute. She's older and he's got all the money. No, he let her go.
I got news for you.
And
buddy.
I don't mean to be. I don't.
I let
to,
him go.
I shouldn't talk that way, but okay, you let him go.
I did. Because he was very rude to me and he became very mean. And so I let him go.
Well, I mean, is it possible that this guy was rude to you, Tracy? Do you think he was rude to you because of what Don is saying?
That's what I'm saying. That guy had the freedom and the power. He had the power.
No.
Well, in a lot of ways.
That's insulting, yeah.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways, and Tracy, I respect you. You're a very intelligent woman. But in many ways, freedom for a man, true freedom, is to see the woman as a whore. Not because you hate women.
Come on.
Oh, no, hold on. If we
so
can
we should be
become,
proud of men if they can see us as whores?
If we as men can become free enough to see every woman first as a whore, and then as we get to know her, now she's the woman that I love, then that...
Oh, come on, man. You know, Don, that's the way a lot of guys already think of women, and you see the result of that.
Guy that actually knew I was with the younger guy, and he's a really strong guy. He's actually doing very well for himself, and he knows me first as a friend, and he wants to be with me even though he knows that I have passed the other guy. Not because
you're with the guy before. You have a man now, did you?
I have a man now that's very, very strong, very good looking, and I'm happy with him. But you know, he's known me for a long time. I've known him for like 5 years, and I rejected him twice.
You
and
like,
he doesn't see me as a whore.
You like younger men, don't you?
I don't really care. Don't have a preference.
Okay, because I was going to say I'm a college professor. I don't know if that's...
You're married, Don.
I know I'm married. And I think the lady laughs, but I know I'm married. But if I had an opportunity to take this lady to dinner, are you going to destroy that?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
I was just saying, you're married.
I know I'm married, and you know I'm married. But if I was going to ask this lady to dinner, you just basically kicked that in the groin, didn't you? My offering that lady to go to dinner, you just took a steel-toed boot and stuck it in the groin. Didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes, I guess I did, yeah.
I'm sorry, Tracy. I wanted to take you to dinner.
Well, being that you're married, I don't date married men.
Oh, what?
Sorry. Tracy, thank you. It was nice talking to you. And you sound like a nice lady, so good luck with your life. 877-876-PHIL.
Can I, when we get on, when you go to your break, can I talk to you?
Yeah, okay. But I apologize. I didn't know that I was here getting you dates.
You're not here getting me dates. But did you hear that? Now, that sounded like it had potential.
I'm not here getting you dates, man.
Yeah, okay.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know what he thinks is going on. I'm not going to get the guy dates. Well, you know, we've had, I think the women who've called tonight have been very intelligent. We're talking about Mel Gibson, the fact that Mel Gibson exhibits freedom when he's able to tell a beautiful woman to get out while the getting's good. And that's the kind of freedom that men should aspire to. In fact, we just heard Don say that really men should have the freedom to look at all women as whores, and only after that do we fall in love with them. Wow. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You see, Don, hear anything in this righteous rage story that was in the Daily News?
No, I don't know about that. I don't think it has any interest for, what we're talking about. We're talking about Mel Gibson. having the temerity, having the guts, really the courage to look at a woman as put together as this Oksana lady is and say to her, I don't want you. Oh, I don't want you. And I don't think he even broke a sweat doing that. Now, most men can't do that. And what I'm saying is if a man can reach the level of freedom where he can take a look at something like that, built like that, and say to it, you know what, you're a whore. I don't countenance men telling women that. I'm saying it's the first step toward freedom, and that's real success.
Well, you're telling me that it's success. It's the impetus here is financial success, drive, the economy.
That is exactly correct.
And in order for a man to be driven, he must first see other men with hot-looking women?
There was a time, Phil, when you'd go into a man's study or into a smoking room and you'd see the heads of wild game. That doesn't happen anymore. What do we look at now? We look at Mel Gibson, and what has he got? He's got the, and I wanted to use the word, that starts with an H, but he's...
I understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't think you do.
I do understand what you're saying. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Sarah in Whittier, California, listening on KTLK. Go ahead, Sarah. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Don Mixa.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay. I just have a question for you. Let's go ahead and say that you were not married and that you met the most beautiful Russian model with double D's. Lovely
Tina
Bass, as we call her.
I like it. I like it so far.
And let's say that she...
But I don't say that out of disrespect.
...that you actually wanted to date you.
I don't say that out of disrespect, though.
What?
A piece of ass. That was just me talking.
Okay.
Okay, I'm having trouble, kind of hearing.
Well, Don, where you are, is it? Can you find a quieter place, Don?
I'll try to move over toward the other restroom here. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
No, I did. I caught the tail end. I think you said if I was dating a Russian with double D's.
I just said if you met a beautiful Russian, we'll just say someone who looks exactly like this woman that Mel Gibson threw out of his, home. And say
right.
She was absolutely interested in you and you, of course, with your mindset, you see this beautiful woman, you want to date her. What if you come to find out she's just the dumbest, dumb bitch you've ever met in your life? I mean, are you telling me that you'd stay with her just because she's beautiful? You don't care about what's behind the beauty?
Well, I think you're missing my point. My point is that I have the freedom to be with her or not, you see. If I am not at that level of freedom and courage that Mel Gibson has achieved,
I'm stuck with her.
I'm stuck with her. Yeah, no, I would want to stay with her because I won't know anything better than that in my life.
Wait, but you're married.
Yes, I am married, but you have to understand, when something like that comes into the life of a man like me, you don't just tell it to get lost.
Because I can tell you for... I have a problem with the fact that you're generalizing all men to that they think exactly like you do. I can tell you right now that my husband would absolutely not be with a stupid woman. I don't care how beautiful she is, he would not be with a stupid woman. He can't handle a stupid woman. And I think there's a lot of people out there that
well,
I don't
tell
know
her
how
again,
beautiful
then he would
the
tell
woman
her.
Is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You mean your husband right now. Well, he would, but he wouldn't leave you. He would, but he wouldn't leave. He'd stay with you, but he'd still, as men like to say, tap it or whatever you like.
There's a lot of phraseology I don't like here. Referring to women as it, tap it.
I apologize. But what I'm saying to the young lady is her husband would never leave her. He loves her, but you've also got this other, woman.
So in other words, he would cheat on his wife to be with this beautiful woman.
You can't let an opportunity like that pass you by. You can't do it.
I disagree with you because you're generalizing all men to be filthy pigs. And I realize that some men are like that, but there are some men in this world. Yes, you're a pig. Well, the way that you're talking, you're a pig.
Well, wait a minute, ma'am. You're talking about a Russian model.
Yeah.
She's got, you know what she's got, right?
She's beautiful. So, she's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life.
There's not a lot of men. There are not a lot of men who are out of the closet, who are not in the closet, who are going to say, well, I ain't going to. I mean, you see, I don't think.
Can I tell you something, Don, that you may not believe?
Go ahead. Oh, you're going to tell me that you'd pass it by.
If I was in love with a woman, yeah. If I was my wife, you know, or a woman that I was in love with, yes, I would.
I think that's very dishonest.
Well, no, it's not dishonest.
No, I think it is dishonest because you know that you're on the air, you're live over I don't know how many radio stations, and you want to impress this woman here that you're some kind of a great guy. You know and I know. Yes, you would.
No, I would not, and I don't care if I'm on all these radio stations. No, I would not.
You know, Phil, the lies are what causes the rage. Hypocrisy is what breeds rage. A very pleasant good evening to you.
All right, well, he hung up on us, Sarah. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL, man. World famous Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover
Phil
next.
Henry.